This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, September 4th. God's word to you today is His voice, His word. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 103, verses 20 to 21 from the New King James Version. And it says, "Bless the Lord, you angels, who excel in strength, who do His word, heeding the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all ye His hosts, you ministers of His, who do His pleasure." The second reward of relentless calling is, we hear His voice. The beauty of hearing God's voice is, His voice carries His word. I know some of us are thinking, what else would His voice carry? I will explain. Some people, when they mix with the wrong people, even when you hear their voice, you are hearing the words of the people they have been mixing with. Have you had friends hang out with people who do not like you? After a while, your friends begin to sound like those people who do not like you. You're hearing your friend's voice, but you're hearing the words of the people who do not like you. Sometimes the enemy borrows the voice of good, meaning Christians that are not on their guard. You hear their voice, but you're actually hearing the words of the enemy. You need to rebuke it. It happened to Jesus. One of his closest friends, Peter, told him he was not going to fulfill his destiny. Jesus heard Peter's voice, but heard the words of Satan. Jesus said, "Even though this is Peter's voice, these are the words of Satan. Get thee behind me." God's voice is consistent with His word. In other words, you will not hear Him say what is not consistent with His word. And since His word is powerful, it is pretty much all we need. When God wants to help or heal, He sends in His word. Psalm 107 verses 19 to 20 says, "Lord, help," they cried in their trouble, "and He saved them from their distress. He sent out His word and healed them, snatching them from the door of death." God will heal you and deliver you from death. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Mark 10 verse 51 says, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked. "My rabbi," the blind man said, "I want to see." Bartimaeus did not just say, "Rabbi," he said, "My rabbi." That phrase, "my rabbi," in the original is a single word, Rabboni. Rabboni is used by people in Jesus' inner circle. Jesus had different levels of relationships in His life. The people on the outside that referred to Him as the son of a carpenter. Then the next set were people that referred to Him as Jesus, the son of Mary. The next set called Him rabbi. Then those closest to Him called Him Rabboni, my rabbi. In John 20, the resurrection morning, when Jesus revealed Himself to Mary, as soon as she recognized Him, she said, "Rabboni." Rabboni is not a word used by outsiders. But as soon as Bartimaeus got Jesus' attention, that was what he chose to call Jesus. Let us pray. My Father and my God, your voice and your words will not be scarce in my ears. Amen. I will hear the voice of your word and I will be saved. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.